What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
As you guys know, Sunday Scaries, yeah. You know, Sunday Scaries episode to reflect on our weekend.
Yeah.
Guarantee some of you guys are going through the same shit.
Yeah.
Why in the world?
Okay.
Do we as human beings? Oh, nightly helicopter in West Hollywood, because third most dangerous city in the world. In case you forgot, third most dangerous city in the world, West Hollywood. So we have a nightly helicopter that goes off around between seven and eight every single night, searching for someone.
God knows what.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's just to fuck with us.
Maybe.
Think it really was sent just because it knows that, like, we're trying to do some shit.
Just because, you know, we started the podcast, like, right now.
Yeah. Similar to also the dog that lives here. I swear to fucking God.
Every time we record, jingling bells all the way to the North Pole.
I mean, it's like he's trying to start a band.
He's trying to start shit with us.
He really is. He's doing it on purpose.
He wants beef with us.
I mean, he's got beef.
Hey, this is what we're working with. Yeah. We're working with jingling bells to North Pole with the dog, and we're working with a helicopter flying over West Hollywood to find some criminal.
Okay? Merry fucking Christmas.
Fucking Christmas. Happy Hot Girl Summer, whatever the fuck you want to call it, for 1 week further. we had, you know, we've been doing our ring light situation, but we realized, like, the whole thing is just a fucking chit show.
I was just literally tonight, I was like, no.
I put on mascara and I was like about to bring the ring light out. Madison's just like, we're not doing this. And I was just like, okay. So when we move next week into our Hollywood Hills house, I mean, apartment, I mean, then we will have, you know, we'll set it in our garage. We'll, like, make a whole podcast scene.
It's going to be a whole real fucking situation. Yeah. We're not going to be this, like, really just...
rookie pieces of shit. So, anyway, looking back at this weekend, Maddie and I are both kind of beating ourselves up right now. Because, you know, when you're, like, dating, you're going through your 20s and you're just, like, dating hella people. And then you are... introduced to someone that is really good for you, like a good human, like someone that's just really nice, someone that's cute, someone that's just all around like a great person. It could be multiple people in your life that you've met like that, but for some reason it just doesn't click for you, like you just don't like them, and or you do like them a lot as a person, but you just like don't have that it factor. And
like everything on paper is like right there,
totally,
like all the boxes are checked, but
there's
still not everything there.
Right. So that happened over the weekend to both of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Madison, I'll let you start this one off. I think you were a little more adventurous in your choices this weekend, where I was more on brand with my usual type.
Sure. I'm sensing a little bit of sarcasm in your voice.
Are you?
I'm sensing a little bit of like, you're like, hey, what's up?
I'll be honest. What the fuck was going on? Okay, for those of you that don't know, because I've told you guys on previous episodes, but Madison's type is the porn star look. She likes the fake tits, the fake lips, the fake... I mean, no hate on it. Like, straight up, like, that's just her fucking type. Like, it's just like, that's it.
Porn star is literally your favorite word.
I mean, that's your type.
But
the stereotypical porn star look...
I wouldn't say porn star look. I'll say this. Like, hyper-feminine girl. Yes, 100%.
Curvy, you know, fake tits, fake lips, all the things.
Sure.
Whatever, you know? Super hot girls.
Right.
But...
yeah.
So, the girl you invited over this weekend was a little on the complete opposite side of that.
Okay, yeah.
So, how'd that go? Why did you do that? Like, what was the vibe?
Why did you do
that? How did this happen?
Okay, so this person was not, my usual type, 100%. Like, I can't deny that.
She was super cute.
Yeah,
Not your usual type.
Yeah, we matched, and I was like, not the usual type, but like, we'll fucking see, you know? And we started talking, and like, our back and forth was like really fucking funny. She was very cool and like with it, you know? So it was fun to like have banter with her. And yeah, we were having, you know, a classic rooftop evening, and I was like, "Hey, why don't I extend the invite? Let's take a page out of your book and just throw the
yo come over.
Yeah. Because like I said, she was a cool person, and I still, despite like 100%. Yeah, feeling like she would get there and I'd be like, not the vibe. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is part of it. This is part of exploring. This is part of dating. This is right. part of, yeah, where I need to go or what I need to go through, quote unquote, to like get to where I need mm-hmm. To be so fucking lame about it, you know?
Yeah, like you just want to explore and yeah. not put so much like credit into every single thing. She's kind of like, oh yeah, fuck it. If you're down the street from us, like come through with your friends. Right. It's not a big 100%, deal.
100%. I knew we'd have really great LOLs yeah. for the night. You right. know?
And we did. She was hilarious.
Yeah. It was really fucking yeah. fun. Yeah.
So this girl comes through with two of her friends and they were all super dope. But like, if you saw all of us out at a bar together, like the girl that I had over with Maddie and then the three of them, we would not look more out of place.
Yeah, like we all have our own different vibe and all yeah. the vibes are not clear as to how they've all gotten together.
Right. It's like, so to paint a picture, like these three girls look like they just walked off a tour bus of like a 1999 band.
Yeah, which fucking rips.
Yeah, it's fucking rips. Totally, you yeah. know, vibey as fuck. But like, I'm then, like a, you know, yeah. Me and the girl that I'm hanging out with are like little like, we look like we just walked off of Malibu Beach.
Yeah, you just came from Urban Outfitters literally 15 minutes prior.
And Madison's like somewhere in the middle, I guess. I don't know what the fuck you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, true. I don't know where I stand.
So it's just like, it was just funny if you saw us out. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, but like, no judgment. Yeah. We actually did have a lot of fun right. with them.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am, so like kind of what we wanted to talk about, I am left though now, you know, after having met her and knowing that like, yeah, not really going to be the vibe. Mm-hmm. I'm left with this sense of kind of guilt and also feeling like I'm kind of an asshole for like not wanting to engage anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause like we met and like she was hella cool and I would love to like continue to hang out and just be homies, but like I'm not gonna like that would be just such an asshole text to be like, yeah, like you're not really my type, but like wanna be friends.
Okay, like, if you did say it like that, then yeah, it'd be an asshole text. But if you text her in a nice way, like and been like, yo, like I thought it was really fun hanging out with you. But I wanna spend time with you as friends for now, like if you're cool with that, like
yeah.
let's do it. Cause yeah. like a lot of people, yeah, it's kind of an ego blow, but like at the end of the day, most people would take that fine.
Yeah.
It's not like you guys dated, you guys hung yeah, out yeah, once yeah. and yeah. then, you know, but she was just like super aggressive. Like literally she left 20 minutes after, not even 20 minutes, fucking 5 minutes after she left, Madison gets a text on her phone saying, come fuck.
Direct quote,
come fuck. So,
which was amazing. Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's like, and but
not the fucking vibe.
Yeah, just like, wasn't the vibe.
Yeah,
and like you guys didn't make out, so yeah. I wouldn't get the come fuck text.
Right, like from the
lining.
Jump.
Yeah, it didn't line up with sure. like how the sure, vibe sure, sure. went for the evening. You know, like yeah, when you're on a date with a guy, you're not picking up social cues. Like he like tries to kiss you, and you're like, my legs were crossed the whole night. I didn't look at you yeah. once. And I'm not smiling, and now you're trying to kiss me?
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
not with this girl, but I'm saying no, like, no, no, in general, yeah, like, people yeah. need to understand cues.
Right, 100%.
But I think 100%. She was all, I think they were also, like, pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
whatever.
Whatever.
So, yeah, so what Madison said about feeling guilt, why do you feel, because I feel the same, but yeah. why do you feel guilty for not wanting to engage with someone further?
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe because I sense that there is some sort of interest like mm-hmm. coming from her side, you mm-hmm. know? And yeah, I think maybe what you said before, like, I don't want to like hurt her ego. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want her to feel stupid for like having come over or like, you know, anything like that. But this is like shit you say to me all the time. And I'll say right back to you, like, I can't control mm-hmm. how people are going to feel and how people are going to react to what I have to say. And I also can't like not say what I have to say.
What? What the fuck just happened?
Oh my god. You're freaking out right now.
I'm sorry, you guys. I just started thinking about the dog thing again. Because I was thinking it was quiet, and I was like, did the dog, like, die just now? Like, it's never been this quiet. Oh my God. I was just so concerned. I just started jingling.
No, you're like crying. What the fuck? I'm so thrown off. Like, dude, I'm out. I'm tapping out. Tapping out. Having a 10-minute episode.
Okay. So, yeah. No, it's true. I get it. You feel guilty for not wanting to have her come back and, like, not liking her and all that stuff. And I guess the question that, like, I'm asking myself, I'm asking you guys is, like, why are humans like this? Like, why are we like this? We get presented good people that are interested in us, that like us, that show interest, that would be really good for you. Mm-hmm. But then you just don't like them. But then you, like, want to hit up, like, some toxic bitch. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it's an internal. I literally was thinking this today. I was on my phone. Classic.
Oh, no shit.
Scrolling TikTok. Classic. Not doing shit today, sitting in my bed. And I'm like, I keep seeing all these like trends. Like, I keep seeing the same trend about like toxic girls and toxic guys and like how that's like a almost seen as a positive thing. Like, everyone's just talking about how toxic relationships are like cool. Like, there's like this trend that toxicity is like hot or something.
What trends are you looking at?
I just feel like it's just talked about a lot. Like, okay. Like in songs or whatever. Like, I sound like a fucking mom right now that's like making, you know, an argument.
I mean, I get the point that I get what you're saying, but I don't necessarily agree. I feel like toxicity is, like a topic of conversation now, but because it's finally being exposed that is a real thing, and that it's so hard to, once you get trapped in like a toxic relationship, it's so shit and it's so horrible and so bad, so hard to get out of.
See, I feel like that used to be the vibe. I feel like it used to be a thing where like being in a toxic relationship, people would recognize that as bad and try and get out of it. But now it's almost like talked about as a positive
like
thing.
It's like cute.
Yeah, like it's cute.
Fight
like it's
all the
cute
time
to be in a toxic relationship.
Oh.
I feel like that's been like a thing that people have almost bragged about.
Okay.
In a weird way. I feel like, being in a toxic relationship to an extent, like when you are just fucking around in your 20s, early 20s, I'm 29, is like fine because you're almost 30. Cause you're
still worried about what our moms think.
Still worried about what our mommies think. Because it's fun. It's fun to like fuck around and like not be in a boring relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe that's kind of the idea too that I'm trying to, I'm trying to justify it and I shouldn't be having to justify it. Yeah. I'm in a phase of my life where I just want to fuck around. Yeah. I want to meet a ton of people. Mm-hmm. I want to like try different things. Mm-hmm. I want to explore what I want to explore. And that does not bode well for like, being a good person to people, honestly, you know, like there's somebody in my life that like is such a good fucking person and is just like through and through like an angel, you know? And like, I think about this person and I'm like, I don't know that I could ever like be with somebody like that because like, I've realized that like low key, like I'm just kind of a shitty person sometimes. And like, I think I need somebody to also be
match your energy
shitty with me, you know? Yeah. And that, I don't mean that in a sense of like, I'm
a bad person.
I try to hurt people or whatever.
You're a bad girlfriend sometimes.
Yeah. And I also just make dumb decisions sometimes. And sometimes I want to just do things because I want to fucking do them. And I know that there's consequences. I know the second I do it, I'm going to suffer from it. But I'm like, oh, well, you know, like, and I want to feel okay with that because it's not something that I have ever done also, you know?
Yeah.
And I've realized that too. And I felt like I was going to say I've lived such a life, but what I actually feel like is I haven't really lived a life.
Well, I feel like you're saying that right now because there's not a person in your life that you would change that for.
Well, right. But I'm also not trying to find that person.
I know you're not.
I'm not saying like if somebody, you know, really, truly great came along, I would be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But with that said, I also don't think that I'm going to meet that person in this phase of my life.
You're gonna meet someone next week.
Dead ass.
But no, I get what you're saying. It's because you're not ready for it, so it's like the chances.
Like it's not the energy that I'm putting out to be again so fucking lesbian. But like, you know, like I'm not like projecting that. I'm not asking for that in any way. So I don't feel like
you're gonna get it. Yeah, I feel you.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's just going to come with, like, more time and dating. And once you get that out of your system, you'll be on to the next chapter when you're ready for that. So to give you guys a recap of – so I get why you feel that way. And I felt the same after this weekend also because I hung out with – I met a girl last week who was super dope, super sweet, super cute. And when she came over the first time, like last week, I was not expecting to – feel any type of way about her. I wasn't expecting to like her even. I was just kind of like, eh, whatever. Like, you know, and not in a douchey way. It was just kind of like, I didn't have any expectation, I would say.
Yeah, no, in the same way as me. I'm just like, we'll see.
Yeah, like, we'll see. Like, that's kind of like that was my thought process going into it. But then she got here and I was really into her. And then I ended up really liking her. And then she came over again over the weekend last night and, or two nights ago, whatever. And I was stoked to see her because I was like, oh, I really liked her, whatever. And I did like her. And like, I'm attracted to her. And she's so sweet. And she's so cool. And like, we vibe. But then like, when it came down to us in my bed at night, like going to hook up, I was legitimately a psychopath, you guys. I'm literally laying in bed with this girl.
What's new?
I know. What the fuck is new? But like, if someone had said to me what I had said to her, I would leave and be like, this bitch has so many problems. I don't even know what to do.
Give us a recap.
Okay. So we're laying in my bed. I'm not even drunk, dude. I did kind of drink a lot, but like I was fine. And I purposely wanted to stay fine because I wanted to be like aware of how I felt about her and the situation, mm-hmm. et cetera. So we're laying there and we're like making out and shit, but I'm like, why do I have this like mental block right now where I literally can't go further with her? And it's not because I wasn't attracted to her, because I totally am. It's not because I don't like her. It's because I do. But it was just like, I said this to her in the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm attracted to you. I like you a lot. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with me. And she literally goes, yeah, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know, like she's like, are you good?
Nice. I'm glad she like,
no, she called me. I know. I'm happy she did too. Cause and that's the thing. Like, that's also what I like about her. Like, she can take it and she, like, if I say something, you know, annoying or whatever the fuck I'm doing, she like gets me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So even more so, like a reason why I'm confused.
Yeah, another box checked.
Yeah. Yeah. Of like why on paper, like, imaginary, this is the perfect girl.
Yeah.
And so she's like, do you think I'm straight because I had a boyfriend for so long? Are you not into me? Yeah. Like, she's asking all the most logical, plausible questions. And I'm literally going through it with her right then thinking, I have no fucking idea. Mm. And I don't know what's wrong with me. I was like, I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird. And then literally the next morning, I wake up and I'm like, hey, am I gay? Am I straight now again? Am I bisexual? What the fuck is wrong with me? And then the next move, because I'm having a full-blown panic attack in my head thinking, I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, full-blown panic attack about the fact that I'm not able to self-identify my sexuality.
Sure.
I'm going to go classic to Urban Outfitters.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It wasn't Urban.
We're setting up a fucking Venmo called the Urban Outfitters jar. And every fucking time you say Urban Outfitters in an episode, you Venmo it like $5 or some shit. Because this is unfucking believable. Hey, if they're not paying us for this shit, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Hey,
Urban, sponsor. Along with you fucking people at Hinge, okay?
Yeah, okay. You motherfuckers.
Seriously. So much clout. Thousands of downloads. Okay, so I wake up and instead of going to real therapy, I do retail therapy.
Okay.
So I'm going to go get a new outfit and I'm going to get the girliest fucking outfit because I was like, maybe I'm straight again.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I'm bi. Wow. I don't know. But all I know is that I've been wearing boy clothes for the last 6 months and people have noticed it. And I'm like, great, love it. Feel like totally like myself.
Yeah.
But I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to experiment and try a dress on today because I'm not sure who the fuck I am anymore.
Okay.
I get there.
Yeah.
and I'm disgusted with the dressers. I'm disgusted. I don't want to try on a single one. I end up leaving the store, going to a little thrift shop down the street and getting this really dope, like, baggy t-shirt that is like a 90s, just the sickest thing ever. And I was like, oh, I feel like I'm home again. And I was just like, great, you know, like, that just changed my entire mood. I felt happy again. I was like, awesome, you know?
I mean, talk about a full manic episode.
Oh, and I was sweating the whole time. My heart is going pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Okay? Then.
Not pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Oh, yeah. Pitter-patter.
Fuck.
To the nines.
Wow.
So then I get home and I go, okay.
Okay.
We're good again.
Okay.
I got a baggy shirt on. I feel like myself.
Yeah, you're ready to go down on somebody.
Yeah. And then I'm like, it wasn't the fact that maybe I'm not gay anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact that maybe I'm bi or maybe I'm straight, which also maybe I am. Who fucking knows?
What difference does it make?
Doesn't make any difference. I'm just a psycho that needs to know everything in my head immediately, needs definitive answers constantly.
Psycho.
Yeah. So I think the consensus really is for you and for me. Is that for whatever reason, we're just not that into them.
Yeah.
And there's no exact reason. There's nothing they did wrong.
Right.
It's just.
It's a decision that, like, we even subconsciously made of, like, this is a no for me. Just because. Yeah, I think I agree. There's, like, no true rhyme or reason. Really, but there's also really no need to try to, like, figure that out anyways, you know? And it's okay. We're trying to be okay with just making a decision. Mm-hmm. And the decision is no, and that's it, and move on.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, feeling like...
Guilty.
Guilty, or wait, but why no? But this should be...
But she's such a good person, but she's so hot, but she's perfect for me on paper. Like, she would get along with my friends. She like... And all of those things... still are not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't. Because if someone just doesn't do it for you.
Yeah.
And we've both been on the other side of that.
Right.
Like, we've been in their shoes and been, like, that person that, I mean, not to say that these people are, like, in love with us, because we don't fucking know how they feel.
Right.
They could be sitting there being like, I'm not that into it either.
Yeah.
But, and, like, that's fine.
Right.
But I'm just saying from the perspective of feeling like you should like someone because of what they offer, you know, and, like, their look and who they are on paper and still not being into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay to just be like, okay, no, and move on.
Yeah. And I think especially the reason I put so much pressure on myself in this situation specifically is because I'm almost trying to prove to myself that I am quote unquote gay or bisexual. So I give myself a hard time if I'm not into every girl that I go on a date with.
Yeah, but how can you possibly expect yourself to be into literally every single human being that
logistically
you date?
It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because when I think about the guys I've dated, I didn't like 80% of the guys I dated.
Right.
And I never got home and was like, am I not straight anymore? I was just like, oh, I didn't fucking like him. Like, end of story.
Right.
And then, like, but with girls, I, like, put all this pressure on myself. I'm like, well, why does it make sense that a super hot girl's in my bed and I still didn't want to, like, have sex? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Instead of just being like, okay, maybe we're just not it for each other, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm sitting here going to Urban Outfitters trying to get a fucking dress. Am I okay?
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that Urban Outfitters, seeing you just a fucking tornado through there. Absolute psycho running. I bet you were running.
Bro, I was sweating my ass off, okay? I had a gray long sleeve t-shirt on, and I was rolled up the sleeves, and I'm literally talking to myself in the store going, guess I need to try this on. Guess I need to try this on. And then I'm like, ew, ew, ew to everything else. I tried on a couple like girly bras. Not it.
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Yeah. We'll have another episode about how your clothing is such a big part of like your sexuality and like your gender identity. Because I think that's that has played such a huge impact on like how I feel about myself in the last year.
Yeah.
And fashion just means so much like in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, I think like not beating yourself up or over that kind of shit, you know, like And she was super cool. Like, even at the end of the night, she was like, even when we were like laying there, she's like, should we just be friends until like, you know, we figure this out? And I'm just like, yeah, like, mm-hmm. you're dope for being like that understanding right. and chill. Like,
right. yeah.
If I was in her shoes, I'd be like, you're a fucking pussy. Like, and I'm leaving. You're weird. Like, why the fuck don't you want to have sex with me? Like, I would be like, you're weird. And I would leave. And she was like so cool and understanding. And I literally said to her,
you're unbelievable.
I know. I literally said to her, I was like, can you just like be meaner to me or something? And then I even said, and then, you know, me next day scrolling on TikTok, tongues out, fucking thirst traps. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I'm into.
Yeah. Ugh. You're like, fuck yeah.
What's your consensus on this?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, kind of like I said, like, we need to allow ourselves mm-hmm. to just be okay with, like, yeah, it's just not it. Like, and not feel like that makes us a shitty person, not mm-hmm. feel like that makes us hurt the other person, not feel like that makes, I don't know, something, you know, bigger than yeah. it actually does. I right. think that's the thing, too. Like, I think that I can definitely, like, dramatize like mm-hmm. things, or I'll overthink things, you know, and I make a lot bigger of a deal out of it than it really actually is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that too.
Yeah.
Like, it's human nature, I feel like, also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a weird
So part. It's just like we both need to like calm the fuck down and like,
yeah,
you know, just go through it. And also, I think a lot of the pressure that I felt with this particular this situation is that I know she's new to dating girls and like I felt guilty that like one of her first interactions with a girl was me being that psycho.
Yeah,
like I was like, fuck, like that sucks.
Yeah, but that's also another thing too, like, I know, you're not responsible for that.
I know and I just feel guilty about that too.
Yeah, but,
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, well, let us know how you feel about this. Like, have you felt guilty about not liking that guy or girl that's like perfect for you? Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, let us know. Follow us on Instagram, girlsteampod, Malik_Aaron_.
It goes worse every time.
Go.
Madison Howe. How are you? As always.
See you on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.